Shalom Aleichem Abayisai, Shalom from Yerushalayim Yirah Kodesh. Beizah Hashem Yizborach, we're about to begin the sixth topic of Parshas Pinchos, the story of Benois Tzlofchod. Perek Chov Zayin, Posuk Aleph. Vatikravno Benois Tzlofchod, Ben Chayfer, Ben Gilod, Ben Mochir, Ben Menashe, Memishbechois, Menashe Ben Yosef, ואלה שמויס בנויסו ומחלו נויאו וחגלו ומלכו וסירצו. And the daughters of Tzlofchod, the son of Chayfer, the son of Gilo, the son of Mochir, the son of Menashe, who were part of the families of Menashe ben Yosef. And what are the names of his daughters? Machlo, Noyo, Choglo, Milko, Vesirtso. So these five daughters were Vatikravno. They came close, namely, they left their machane, they left their camp. And what did they do? Vata'amoidno lifnei Moshe, vilifnei Elozo HaKohen, vilifnei Anesim, v'choloido, Pesach Oyel Moed, Leimoil. And they stood in front of Moshe, in front of Elozo HaKohen, in front of the Nesim, and in front of the Sanhedrin, who were at the entrance of Oyel Moed, with the following request. Says Rashi, Lemishbechois Menashe ben Yosef, Frekt Rashi, Lomo Nema, why does the Torah have to tell me, Ben Yosef. V'lo kvar nemar Ben Menashe. And who doesn't know that Menashe is the son of Yosef? Emfat Rashi elo lemar lecho. Yosef chibev es ha'oretz. Yosef loved Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar v'halisem etzas moisai mizeh itache. He told his brothers before he died that when you leave Mitzrayim, take my bones out of here. I want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Ubenoisov and these girls of Benois Tzlofchod, his descendants, also chibev es ha'oretz. They also loved Eretz Yisrael, as we see in their request, shenemar tenu lanu achuza. They want an inheritance. They want a portion of Eretz Yisrael. And you can't simply say that they want a piece of real estate, because if that was the only issue, they want real estate, you don't come with such a request to the Gedolei Hador, Moshe, Elozo, the Nesim, and the Sanhedrin to ask for real estate. It must be their intention was pure. They want a portion of Eretz Yisrael. And that's why it says Ben Yosef, to compare the two. Both great-great-grandfather and great-great-granddaughters, Yosef and Benois Tzlofchod, were both Mechabev Es Ha'oretz. Period. New topic in Rashi. Rashi wants to know now, how come this very long list of lineage, Ben Tzlofchod, Ben Chayfer, Ben Gilod, Ben Mochir, Ben Menashe, that's an awful long yichus. We don't find that so often. Says Rashi, Ulelamedcho shoyu kulam tzadik. The posuk is telling you that this whole list were all tzadik. How so? Shekol mishem maisov umaisa avoisov stumim. If you have a whole list of people, and we don't know much about all of them, but uporad lecho akosu be'echon mehem. By one of them, the Torah does tell you, liyachasoy leshvach, the posuk praises that one person, harizet tzadik ben tzadik. You should know the whole list are tzadikim. The posuk over here wants to tell you that Tzlofchod, Chayfer, and Gilod, Mochir, and Menashe were all tzadikim. Because you're telling us that Benois Tzlofchod were tzidkonios, and you listed their whole yichus, that means all them were tzadikim. V'michasoy legnai, but if you're talking about a rosho, Kegoin bo Yishmoel ben Nesanyo ben Elishomo, he was the person that killed Gedalyo ben Achikom. And at the end of Sefer Malachim, why did it say his father's and grandfather's name? Yodua shekolan izkorim imoy reshoim hoyu, to teach you that his ancestry were all reshoim. Machlo noyo. Ulalonu oimel, later on in Parshas Maaseh, we have the same list of daughters. Over there, it says a different order. How come it's a different order than over here? The reason the Torah switched the order to tell you that they were all equal tzidkonios. Says Rashi, continues in Posuk Beis, lifnei Moshe v'lifnei Elozo. Magid, we see from here the fact that they're standing in front of Moshe and Elozo, not in front of Moshe and Aharon. That means Aharon is dead. Magid shaloi omdu lifnei melo b'shnas arboim achar shemes Aharon. They stood in front of them in the 40th year after Aharon died. I don't know why we need such a proof. that's the order we're holding. We know Aaron died in Parshas Chukas. Why would I assume this took place before? That I need a raya to tell me that I have Mishnasa Aboyin Lifnei Elozo? Ain't no idea. Lifnei Moshe ve'achar kach Lifnei Elozo. The first opinion of Rashi understands the Pasuk that it was in succession. First they went to Moshe, and then they went to Elozo. Frak Rashi. Efshori Moshe lo yoda Elozo yudea. How could that be? If Moshe doesn't know, how should Elozo know? The whole Torah comes from Moshe to everyone else. Ela must be Saris HaMikro V'Dor Sheyu. In the Pshat, you have to switch it around. First they came to Elozo. Elozo didn't know, so they came to Moshe. Divrei Rabbi Yoshio, who assumes the Pasuk is in succession. Amochonon, Mishum Rab Lezer Oimer, the Beis HaMedrash Hayu Yoshvin. They were all sitting together in Beis Medrash. Vomdu Lufnei Kulom, it's not succession at all. They stood in front of all of them at the same time. Posu Gimel Ovinu Meis Bamidbar Vehu Loi Hoyo Besoy Hoido Hanoi Odim Al Adonai Badas Kui Rach Ki Vechet Oy Meis Uvonim Eloi Hoyu Loi.
Our father, Tzlofchod, died in the desert, but he wasn't among those who stood against Hashem fighting with Adas Koirach. And Rashi throws in, he also wasn't one of the misloinenim. He wasn't the kvetcher. Kivechet oimeis. He had his private chet. He wasn't part of a machloikes and part of instigating other people against Moshe. Rashi will tell us what his private chet was. Uvonim loy hoyu loy. He had no sons. Says Rashi, vuhu loy hoyo. If you show you boyus loy ma, they're about to say bechet oimeis. He died in his private sin. Nizkeku loy ma. Loy bechet misloinenim. He wasn't one of the kvetchers. V'loy badas koirach, sheitzu al Hashem, who caused people to fight against Hashem. Elo bechetoi levadoi meis. He died on his own. V'loy hechti esacherim imoi. He didn't cause other people to do chatoim. I still don't understand, even after Rashi's explanation, why they needed this hakdoma. Avehu lo yohoyo besoicho edo anoy odim al Hashem badas koirach. They can get straight to the point. Avinu meis bamidbo bechet oi meis. Rashi's explaining why the Pasuk needs this Hakdoma. I don't fully understand still why it needs the Hakdoma. And what was his chet, says Rashi, and Machlokes Tanoim? Rabbi Akiva Oimer Mekoishesh Eitzim Hoyo. He was the Mekoishesh. He was Mechalal Shabbos by the Mekoishesh Eitzim. Either he at the end of Parsha Shlach, either Me'amel, gathering the wood, or Koitza, cutting the wood, or Tiltul Bershus HaRabim. Rabbi Shimon Oimer Mina Ma'apilim Hoyo. At the end of Chet HaMeraglim, after Moshe Rabbeinu said, that's it, we're stuck here for 40 years. And the people, they said, no, we're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. And they ended up being killed by the Amalekim. Posuk Daled, Elo, Moye Gorash, Eim Avinu, Mitoich Mishpachto, Inki, Ein Loi, Bein, Tenalo, Noachuzo, Besoich, Achei Avinu.
Why should the name of our father, Tzlofchod, be diminished or be omitted from his family just because he has no son? Give us the inheritance that our father deserved among the brothers of our father. Says Rashi. Rashi's bothered by what type of taina is this? Why should the name of our father be diminished or omitted from his family? What does that have to do with the topic over here? You want a nachala instead of the son that he didn't have. Gezunt hate. What does that have to do with your father's name being diminished? Says Rashi, they have a taina mimonavshoch. Im onu b'mokim bein oimdois, if we stand in the place of a son. Namely, our father's names continues to live through us. Yitnu lonu es yerushoseinu. We should get the Yerusha from our father. Elamai, you're saying that daughters don't count in the place of a son. If that's the case, that means our father's name ceases to exist. So our mother shall be eligible for Yibum. But that's not the case. We know that if a person has any offspring, son or daughter, there is no Yibum. That means we are continuing our father's name. If that's the case, we want a Nachalo. Ki ein loy bein. If Slavkot would have had a son, they would not demand anything.
They realize Yerusha goes to the son, not to the daughter. Magid shechachmoni yois hoyu. From here we see that they were smart. They were learned women.
Posuk hei vayakrev Moshe es mishpoton lifnei Adonai.
And Moshe brought their case to Hashem. Says Rashi vayakrev Moshe es mishpoton. Nis'al mohalocha mimenu. Moshe Rabbeinu did not know the halacha. What happens if a person doesn't have a son, that his daughters are Yarshim instead?
And why did Hashem not teach him this halacha? Why did he hide it from him and not teach him the halacha till now?
Says Rashi, two pshotim. Pshat number one, v'kan nifra al shenot ala toro loimal. And here Moshe Rabbeinu was punished because previously in the past, Moshe Rabbeinu took the crown for himself. Namely, he took credit. In Parshas Dvorim, it says that Dovor Asher Yikshe Miken Takrivun Eli. All the hard cases bring to me. It's talking about where Ben Yisroi invented the hierarchy of judges, that the simpler shilas go to the simpler judges. That Dovor Asher Yikshe Miken Takrivun Eli, come to me. He took credit for himself, says Hashem to Moshe. Now you see, you don't know this halacha. Even though that's written in Parshas Dvorim, but it's referring to a story that happened way before this. The story of Yisri happened by Matan Torah. Davar Achel, a second pshat, Moshe is not being punished over here at all. Rather, really would have been given through Moshe. Elosh, Zochu, Bnei Slavchot, V'nichteval Yodon, the Schus of the Bnei Slavchot, the Tzidkoniyos, that were Mechaba Voices Haoretz, that is Schus that Hashem wanted to give them, that this parsha will be written through them. In Pshat, you have to ignore this Aliyah of Revi. It's mamash in the middle of a topic. Moshe Rabbeinu brought the case to Hashem, and Hashem is about to answer. I don't know why the Baal Aliyahs couldn't have put this Aliyah right before Bnei Slavchad, or right after. Why did it have to come right in the middle? I don't know.
Posuk vav vayomer Adonai el Moshe le'emor kein Bnei Slavchad doiverois. Nosoin titein lohem achuzaz nachalo besuich achi avihem ve'avarto es nachalas avihen lohen.
Says Hashem to Moshe, the daughters of Tzlofchod spoke properly, and you should give them the achuza, the inheritance of their father, and you should transfer whatever nachalo their father would have gotten, transfer it to the daughters of Tzlofchod.
Posuk ches ve'el b'nei Yisrael tedaber le'mor ish ki yomuz uvein ein loy ve'avartem es nachalosoi levitoi.
And this halacha doesn't only apply to the Bnei Slavchod. Tol b'nei Yisrael, this is halacha for everybody. Anybody who dies and he has no sons, you transfer the nachalo to the daughter.
Says Rashi, Posuk Zayin, Kain, Benoi, Slovchod, Doivroist. The word Kain means Ketargumoi, Yous.
They're speaking properly. They're speaking Tumzach.
Kach Ksuvo, Parsho, Zolofonai, Bamori.
Rashi seems to be darshaning over here the word Doivroist.
Lachaira, the Benoi, Slovchod, they didn't say. They requested, they asked.
But says, no, Doivroist, they're saying. Says Hashem to Moshe, this din was written in front of me, Bamori. They're saying true. They saw what Moshe Rabbeinu did not see, as we saw in the previous Rashi.
They're
requesting properly. Here Rashi seems to be learning a bit differently in the word doivois. Before he said doivois, they're stating a fact that this is what should be. And over here Rashi says yofe tovu. They're demanding properly, indeed, Hashem admitted to what they said, and he agreed. Slightly different understanding of the word doivois.
Nosoin titein, a double nesina.
Why double nesina?
Shnei chalokim, they get two parts.
Chelek avien shoyo miyoytze Mitzrayim. He left Mitzrayim, and Rashi over here is going with the opinion. We mentioned above, machloikes Rabbi Yoshe and Rabbi Yonason. As far as the steer and the psukim, lo ela techolik haoretz, or lishmois matois avisom in cholu. So Rashi above went with the shita of Rabbi Yonason, that it's lo ela techolik haoretz, the boy haoretz. Over here, Rashi seems to be going with the opinion of Rabbi Yoshia, that the get chelek aviyem tzlofchod was mi yoytzei mitzrayim, and also v'chelkayim echov v'nichsei chefer. Chefer was also yoytzei mitzrayim, so he gets a portion of what he yarshen from chefer also. Both those chalokim were meant to go to, that's what the benoy tzlofchod are going to get. The Mefarshim talk about the stira, or if it's a stira, not a stira, in as far as with what opinion is Rashi going with over here. Rashi over here notices the difference between what it says in our pasuk. Ve'ha'avalto, you transfer et nachalas avir lohem, as opposed to, take a look in pasuk tes. It says ve'im ein loy bas, if a person has no son nor daughter, unesatem et nachalos le'echov, you give his nachalo to the deceased's brother. Over here it doesn't say unesatem et nachalas avir lohem. Rather ve'ha'avalto. Why this change in Loshoin? Says Rashi, Tupshot. V'ha'avalto, also, besides for the simple meaning, pass it over, transfer, there's another hidden word over here. Loshoin Evro. Loshoin of anger. If a person doesn't leave over a son to yarshin him, there's a certain element of anger, that Hashem is angry with him, that he didn't give him a son. Dover Acher, a second shot. Why did it say Ve'ha'avalto? Al Shem Shabbas Ma'averes Nachalo Mishevet Leshevet. Shebno Bailo Yoshim Oiso. When a daughter yarshins, an interesting phenomenon comes out. When a daughter yarshins, and let's say she marries somebody from a different Shevet, the halacha is, when she dies, her husband and her son from the other Shevet yarshin her. Which ends up being ve'avalto. You are transferring a nachala from one shevet to another. Which is not the case in Pasuk Tes. If there's no son nor daughter, you give it over to the brother who's part of the same shevet. Only if it's given over to the daughter, then you end up transferring the nachala from one shevet to another. In order to understand the next line of Rashi, we need a little background of a story that takes place at the end of Parshas Masei. At the end of Parshas Masei, the Shevet Menashe comes over to Moshe and says, Moshe, we got a problem. It's very nice that you gave the Nachal of Tzlofcha to his daughter, to his daughters, but there's going to be a problem. What happens when these daughters get married? Let's say they marry somebody from a different Shevet, and when they die, that other Shevet is going to end up getting a piece of land that belongs to Shevet Menashe. And it's going to go to the other Shevet. That's not fair. We would like to keep the entire Nachala of Chelek Menashe by us. And over there it says, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Benoi Tzlofchod, Taka a problem, and therefore they must marry somebody from Shevet Menashe in order to avoid this issue. And this is the part that Rashi is quoting now. V'loisisoiv Nachala livnei Yisrael mimate el mate. Do this in order that the Nachalo should not transfer from one Shevet to another. If that's the case, Fret Rashi, I just told you Ve'ha'avalto is telling you why the Loshen Ve'ha'avalto are not unesatem. Because when a daughter yarshins, it gets transferred to another Shevet. That's not true. At the end of Parshas Masei, there's a solution to that problem. That when a daughter yarshins, she has to marry somebody within the Shevet. That's what that was bothering Rashi. And Vat Rashi, no. Because that din of loisisev nachalo mimate lemate, loinitstavo elo loisado bilvad, was only a one generation type of thing. Only in that first generation. Whenever a daughter yarshin, she has to marry within the shevet. But in future generations, it's not true. And therefore, the drosha of Ve'ha'avalto, that the Nachla gets transferred from Shevet to Shevet, is indeed true. It says Rashi, V'chein Ve'ha'avalto mit Nachla Zalabitoi. In Posuk Ches, the same drosha, that it says Ve'ha'avalto and not Nesatem. Be'kulon Oimer Unesatem. Later on in Posuk Tes, Yud and Yud Aleph. Uve'bas Oimer Ve'ha'avalto. Twice, also in Posuk Zion. And also Posuk Ches ve'havaltem. Why, when the Nachala goes to a daughter, does it say ve'havaltem? Because it has the potential of going to another Shevet. What I don't understand in Rashi is Rashi is saying the same drosha both on ve'havalto and ve'havaltem, when it seems clear that Pasuk Zion is talking specifically to Bnei Tzlofchod. And Pasuk Ches is saying, Vel Bnei Yisrael Tedaber Lemel, this is a halacha not only for Bnei Tzlofchod, rather for all girls that Yarshin. So in the Pasuk Ches Behavaltem, I hear the drasha. Because when you transfer a nachala to a daughter, it has a potential to go into another shevet. But in Pasuk Zayin, you're talking to Bnei Tzlofchod, it's not going to go to another shevet. Because Moshe tells them they must marry within Shevet Menashe. So how do you make the drasha on Behavalto? Unless you say that at this point in time, that din of Parshas Maaseh didn't happen yet. Because they Bnei Menashe didn't come forth with the taina that the Nachal is going to change. So at this point, Enoch Hanami, the Nachal is going to change. Later on in Parshas Maaseh, we're going to learn Bnei Menashe had a taina. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, we'll solve the problem. We'll tell them that they have to marry within the Shevet. If the person who died has no daughter either, then his inheritance passes over to his brothers. It should be noted that there's someone in between. Namely, if a person has no son, no daughter, the next one in line is really the person's father. But the Pasuk skips him. The Pasuk goes straight to his brothers because our Pasuk is talking about a nachala, an inheritance. Inheritance is land. Where would a person get land unless his father died? So there is no father over here. And therefore it goes straight to the brothers. But theoretically, if a person has metaltalin or karka that he bought, not as inheritance, in a chanami, it first goes to the father, and if there's no father, then it goes to the brothers. If he has no brothers, it goes to the brothers of his father. And if his father has no brothers, then you'll give his nachala to the closest relative from his father's side. Namely, a cousin, no cousin, a second cousin, no second cousin, a third cousin. Eventually, you'll find a relative to inherit him, the closest relative from his father's side. And all these halachis are of inheritance are part of the chukas mishpot that Hashem commanded Moshe. This is what Am Yisrael has to be noig with inheritance. Says Rashi, "L'sheilu yakore ve'ilov mi mishpachtoi ve'in mishpocha kruya ela mitzado av." Mishpocha is only from the father's side. Adkan, the sixth topic of Noid Slovchot. On to the seventh topic, appointing the next leader. Posu good base. Says Hashem to Moshe, go up to Har HaAvorim, this mountain, and from there you'll be able to see Eretz Yisrael that I am giving Bnei Yisrael. Look at it, because you will not be zoiche to enter it. Says Rashi, Aleil Har HaAvorim, Lamonis mechokan. What does this parsha have to do with the previous topic? And Rashi, Kivon Shomer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nosin Titen Lohem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe regarding the Bnei Tzlofchod, give it to them. You give it to them. Omar, says Moshe, Oisi Tzivu HaMokim LeHanchil. That means Hashem is telling me to give them the land. I can only give it to them once I'm in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe the gzeiro that was nigzer on me in Parshas Chukas that I will not enter Eretz Yisrael, maybe that gzeiro became mutter. No, gzeirosi b'mekoyim ha'imedes. The gzeiro is still in place. You will not be entering Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, go up the mountain to look at it. Dovo Rachel says Rashi a different pshat, not a different pshat. Why this parsha is somuch to the Bnei Tzlofchod? Rather, a different pshat, why Moshe Rabbeinu had a Havah Amina, that he'll be able to enter Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem is telling him, no, you cannot. Davarach, what's the Havah Amina? Keivon shenichnas Moshe l'nachal az b'nei God u'b'nei Reuven, somach. At the end of Parshas Chukas, we conquered Eder HaYarden, which will eventually be the Nachal Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. So Moshe Rabbeinu was very happy. Ve'omar, kimeduma li shehutar nidri. Maybe my neder was hutar, because I was told I cannot enter Eretz Yisrael, and here I am. I'm in Eretz Yisrael. Eder HaYarden is part of Eretz Yisrael. Moshe LeMelech shegozer al benoi. A king made a gzira on his son shaloi kones lePesach paltin shaloi. He may not enter the entrance of the palace. Nichnas lashar, the king walks into the gate of the outer courtyard. V'hu acharov, and the son is walking with him, and the king doesn't say anything. Lechotzel, the king walks into the courtyard. V'hu acharov, the son walks in after him. The king didn't say anything. Letraklin, he walks into the palace. V'hu acharov, the son walks right after the king, and the king's not saying anything. The king, the son, the prince, is getting his hopes up. Maybe that my father told me I cannot enter. Maybe it was bottled, that gzeiro. Kevon sheboli kones likitoin. When the king comes to the most inner chamber, Omar loy, here the king says, Adkan bini, mikan ve'eloch ato osu likones. You may not enter further. Same thing over here by Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem told you may not enter Eretz Yisrael. True, you entered the outer chamber, the outer chotzer, either ayaldein, but that does not mean you can enter further. And therefore, aleil ha'avorim hazeh, go up the mountain to look, to see Eretz Yisrael, because you will not be able to enter. Posuk Yud Gimel, v'ro'i iso iso, v'ne'esavto elamecho gam oto, kasher ne'esaf aroi nochicho. Go up the mountain, you will see the land, and then you will be gathered to your nation. In other words, you will die also, you, just like your brother Aaron died. Rashi will give us two pshatim. What does the Torah want with the comparison to Aaron dying? Says Rashi, Kashon Nasaf Aaron Ochicho. Mikan, pshat number one, Shenisava Moshe Lemisosu Shel Aaron. Moshe wanted to die the same way Aaron died, namely with Mises Neshiko. Says Hashem, you will get that. You will die just like Aaron died by Mishnas Neshiko. Dovar Acher, second pshat. What is wanted with the comparison? Ein ato toivimenu. You are no better than him. Just like he died because of the chet of Mei Meriva, so too you also have to die because of the very same chet. The next words in Rashi is a quote from the end of Parshas Ha'azinu. There also, Hashem tells Moshe that you will not be entering the land. You did not sanctify my name by the story of Mei Meriva. Diuk, hoim kidashtem oisi, if you would have listened to me and sanctified my name, adayin lo yigia zmanchem lipoto min oilom. It's not time for you to die. You would have entered Eretz Yisrael. And it's not clear to me why Rashi needed to quote a posuk from Parshas Ha'azinu. The very next posuk, posuk Yudalid, tells you, Kasher merisem pi b'midbar tzin, because you disobeyed me in midbar tzin b'meriva soido, like the shein b'mayim le'inem. But if not, then the time has not come to die. Why does Rashi have to bring a posuk for Parshas Ha'azinu? Ain't you there? Period. Says Rashi. Bechol mokim shekosav misosom, wherever the Torah talks about Moshe and Aaron dying, kosav suchonom. It also tells you why they died. There was a gzeiro because of the chet ha'meraglim, that everyone has to die in the desert because they did not have faith, did not believe in Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu requested that every time my death is mentioned, Hashem should write the reason for the death in the Torah. People shouldn't say, afhu mina mamrim hoyo. Moshe Rabbeinu was also one of the rebellers against Hashem. A marshal, two women are getting malchus in Bezdin. Achas kilkalo. One of them was mezane, not in the way that they're chayev misa, rather in a way that they're chayev malchus. For instance, there was Edim, but no Asro. There's no malchus al pidin, but Bezdin has a right to punish somebody to stop it kilkulim from happening. Ve'achas ochlo pagi shvis, and one of them is getting malchus because they ate figs of Shemitah before they're fully ripened. You're not allowed to eat them when they're not ripe yet, because the Torah says, La'ochlo v'lo l'ischoro. And both of them are going to get malchus. Now you tell me, which avera is more severe, the znus or eating pagei shvis? So the woman getting Malkus because the Pagishvis, she asked the Bezdin to announce that the reason she's getting Malkus is because Pagishvis. Nobody should have put the two together and say, just like she's getting Malkus because she was Mezana, so too she. Avkan, b'chol mokim, she'izkir misoson, whenever it mentions the death of Moshe, now in his kir suchono, it mentions what they're dying about. It's not the chet meraglim, which is on a whole different level. This is the only chet they have of chet of mei meriva. Posuk yudalin kasher merisem pi b'midbar tzin b'mrivas hoido lakdisheni v'amayim leinehem mehei mei merivas kodesh midbar tzin. And the reason Aaron died and you're going to die because both of you have disobeyed me. In Midbar Tzin, when the congregation fought, they fought Moshe, they wanted water. And you didn't listen to Hashem. Rashi learned you didn't speak to the rock, you hit the rock. Like the Sheni Bamaim Leinem, it would have been a greater Kiddush Hashem if you would have spoken to the rock. Adkan is Hashem talking to Moshe, says the Torah. Heim mei merivas kodesh midbar tzin. This is the only avera that Moshe and Aaron had, and that is why they're not entering Eretz Yisrael. It says Rashi, heim mei merivas kodesh hem levadom ein boim ovoin achel. That's pshat number one. Davar acher, the word heim is not referring to the chet of Moshe and Aaron. Rather, heim is referring to Am Yisrael who caused the chet by fighting with Moshe. Mei merivo. Heim sheimru b'moro, they rebelled against Hashem in Moro. Heim sheimru b'yamsuf, heim atzmam sheimru b'midbar tzin. It's the same kvetchers again and again and again. Posuk tezvo, v'vaydaber adoino, v'vaydaber Moshe el adoino leimoir. And Moshe spoke to Hashem leimoir. We're used to the posuk of v'vaydaber Hashem el Moshe leimoir. This is the only time such a pasuk appears in the Torah, Vaydaber Moshe el Hashem leimoyo. Yifkoy nadoino Elohei haruchois lechol basar ish al hoido. Moshe Rabbeinu is asking Hashem to appoint a leader to lead the congregation, to lead Am Yisrael. Says Rashi pasuk tezvov. Vaydaber Moshe el Hashem loydi ashiv chon shel tzadikim. This shows you the praises of the tzadikim. Chenif torin min ha'olam. Moshe Rabbeinu was just told he's going to die, and what is he thinking about? What's on his mind? Manichin tzor kom voiskim mitzor chitzibur. What's on his mind is who's going to take care of Am Yisrael after I die. Leimor. Usually vaydaber Hashem Moshe leimor. Leimor means to say over. But what does it mean over here? Moshe is speaking to Hashem leimor. Says Rashi, Omar Loi, says Moshe to Hashem, Hashiveni imatom emanulem paunos imlav. I want an answer. Give me an answer. Will you be appointing somebody else to lead them? Similar Rashi we had above in Parshas Ba'al Oischo. When Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Miriam, Vayitzak Moshe Hashem leimoil. There also Rashi said, Moshe tells Hashem, answer me. Are you going to answer my tefillah or not? Says Rashi, posuk tezayin, yifkoid Hashem. Rashi wants to know what the connection between this topic and the previous topic of the Bnoi Slofchot. And what Rashi kevon sheshoma Moshe shoma le'amok tein nachalat Slofchot levnois. Moshe just heard Hashem told him to give the nachal of Slofchot to his daughters, namely a person's children take over the inheritance of the parents. Omar says Moshe, if that's the case, higia shoshet batzrochai. I also have needs. Shirshu bonai eskudulosi. I want my children to yarshin my position. They should lead Am Yisrael. Omar le'akodesh baruch hu loikach also machshava lefonai. That's not what I had in mind. Why? Kidai hu Yeshua. Your Talmud Yeshua lito l'schar shemushoi. He served you. Shaloi mosh mitoich oil. He never left your tent. He's the one that should. He should deserve to be the leader. V'zehu shomah shloimoi. Noitzer te'eno yoichal pilyo. Posuk in Mishlei, one who guards the fig tree, he should be zoicha, the one to eat it. Yeshua was in the tent, he was serving you, he deserves to be the next leader. Elohei aruchos, lomo nema. Why is Hashem referred to dafka over here as the Hashem who knows everybody's spirits? אמר לפונו רבנו של עולם, גלוי וידוע לפון אחד, הייתו של כל אחד ואחד, ואינן דומים זה לא זה. Says Moshe to Hashem, you know the Yidden, no two people are alike. Two Jews, three opinions. Please, I'm asking you to appoint a leader that will be able to have the patience and tolerance for each and every one. Posuk Yud Zayin, Asho Yitze Lifneihem, Vasho Yavoi Lifneihem, Vasho Yitzeim, Vasho Yivieim, Velo Yisihye Adas Adoinoi Katzoi, Nasher Ein Lohem Roi'eh. A leader that will go out with them to war. He will lead them to war and lead them back. A leader that has many merits, and he should be able to take them out to war with his merits and bring them back with his merits. In order that the congregation of Hashem should not be like sheep that have no shepherd. Says Rashi, like the kings of the Goyim, they sit in their palaces, they send out their armies to war and they don't take part of it. No. Like I did, I went out with war with them. The pasuk says at the end of Parashas Chukas, and the pasuk continues, Kivi yodcho nosati oisoi, ves kol amoy vesalsev, osiso loi, kasher osiso, lesichem alecha emoiri. All this is Moshe did. Moshe went out to war with them. Ugder shosi Yeshua, shenema, veilach Yeshua elov, veimer loi, halonu atoim letzoreinu, vechein medovidu oimer, ki hu yoitzev avo lifneihem, yoitzev baroish, venichnas baroish, he leads the nation. That's the type of leader I want, says Moshe. Vashu yitziyeim bizchu yoisov, vashu yeviyeim bizchu yoisov. Davorachel, l'chayra, this is a drash. And Rashi is only darshaning the words Vasher Yevi'im without Vasher Yitzim. Davorach Vasher Yevi'im is referring to bringing them into Eretz Yisrael. Says Moshe Shaloi Taseloi, don't do to the next leader Keder Shato Yisali like you did to me. She'eini Machnisan LaOretz, I took them out of Mitzrayim, but I'm not bringing them to Eretz Yisrael. The next leader Vasher Yevi'im, he should bring them in to Eretz Yisrael. Posuk Yud Ches, Vayomer Adonai El Moshe, Kach Lecho Es Yeshua Bin Nun Ish Asher Ruach Boi, Vesamachto Es Yodecho Olov. And Hashem told Moshe, take for you Yeshua Bin Nun. You know him. Convince him with words. Tell him how lucky he is to be chosen, to be the leader on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. He is a Ish Asher Ruach Boi. That's what you asked for, Moshe, right? That's what Rashi darshan before on Elokeo Ruchoi, somebody that will be able to be patient and tolerant. That's exactly the perfect man for the job. V'somachto es yodcho olov. Literally translated, you should place your hands on him. But Rashi learns it's figuratively. Namely, you should ordinate him. You should give him the authority, and the people should see that he is the next leader. Says Rashi, kach lecho. When you take a human being, you don't take him physically with your hands. With words, you tell him, you are so lucky that you're zoicha to lead the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does he mean? Lecho, you know him. That he has a spirit, he has patience, he has tolerance, just like you asked for. Be able to tolerate each and every one. Says Rashi, and meturgamon is something that a Choshev Rav has, namely, when he speaks to the crowd, he tells it over to the meturgamon, and when the meturgamon is like a human loudspeaker that says it over to everybody else. So give him a meturgamon shiidroish bechayecho, that he should give a drasha during your lifetime. Why is that important? If you only start darshaning after you die, people will say, during Moshe's days he was worth nothing. It's only after he died, okay, that's all we have. No, Zolzan Yeshua. But now that he'll be darshaning in your lifetime, then people will show him respect.
Posuk Yud Daled, Ve'hamadeto Oisoi, Lifnei Elozor HaKoyhein, Ve'lifnei Kol Hoido, Ve'tziviso Oisoi, Le'ineihem.
And you should stand him up in front of Elozor, in front of the entire nation, and you should command him, give him the job in front of them. Says Rashi, Ve'tziviso Oisoi Al Yisroel. Tell him in advance what he's getting himself into. Da shetar chonim heim salvonim heim. Am Yisrael are difficult and they don't always cooperate. Al menashe tekabel alecho. You're accepting the job and know what you're getting yourself into.
Posuk cho venosato mehoidecho olo velema'an yishme'u kol adas b'nei Yisrael.
And you should put from your glory onto him in order that the entire Adas B'nai Yisrael should accept from Yeshua Ben Nun also. Says Rashi V'nosato mehoidecho olov. What glory is this referring to? Se kirun oir ponim. Moshe Rabbeinu's face shone. Mehoidecho veloy kol hoidecho. From your shine, not all your shine. Nimtzeinu lemeidim p'nei Moshe kechamo. Moshe's face shone like the sun. P'nei Yeshua kelevono like the moon. L'manishmu kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Shiyu nuagim boi kovoid v'yiro kederach shnuagim b'cho. People should respect and be in awe of Yeshua just like they are in front of you.
Posuk chof alev v'lifnei elozo akoyhen yamoid v'sho'al aloi v'mishpat horim lifnei adoinoi al piv yitzu v'al piv yavoyu hu v'chol b'nei Yisrael itoi v'chol ho'edo.
And whenever Yeshua has to ask a shiloh from the Urim V'Tumim, he'll stand in front of Elazar HaKoyen and he'll ask the shiloh of the Urim V'Tumim whether they should go out to war. Al piv yeitzu v'al piv yavoyu, based on the words of Elazar, on their interpretation of Elazar of what the Urim V'Tumim answer, that's when they go out to war. And based on what he says, that's when they come back from war. He, Yeshua, and all of Bnei Yisrael. And whatever else the Sanhedrin needs to ask the Urim V'Tumim, they also have a right, because Urim V'Tumim is meant for all public shilas, whether it be the king, whether it be the Sanhedrin. The subject of this pasuk is not so much Yeshua, it's more about Elozo. As Rashi says, V'lifnei Elozo ha'koin yamoid arei sheiloscho she'sha'alto. Partially, I'm fulfilling your request. Rashi learned above in Posuk Tezayin that Moshe Rabbeinu requested that his children should yarshan his kovoid, that he wasn't given, but this kovoid of Shilas being asked to and being in charge will stay in the household, will stay in the mishpacha. Shav Yeshua Yitzor Le'Elozo. Yeshua also needs to ask Elozo, and similarly the Sanhedrin. Everyone needs to come on to the Urim V'Tumim.
V'Shoal Loi K'Sheitzdarech Lotzes Le'Melchom. When Yeshua needs to go out to war, Al Piv Shel Elozo, V'Cholo Eido Sanhedrin. But they have to ask their shilas of the Urim V'Tumim. Posuk Chobeis Vayas Moshe Kasher Tzivo Adonai Oisoi. ויקח אס יהושע, ויעמידהו לפני אלוזו הכהן, ולפני כל הועדו.
And Moshe Rabbeinu did exactly as Hashem has commanded him, and he convinced Yeshua. He took him with words, and he told him, you're so lucky to get this position. And he stood in front of Elozar HaKoyen, in front of the entire Sanhedrin. Says Rashi, ויקח אס יהושע לא כוחו בדבורים, ויודיעו מתן שכר פרנסי ישראל, אלו הבא. He told him the schar of the leaders of Am Yisrael, what they're going to get in Ilam Abo.
Posuk Chof Gimel, Vayismoiches Yodov Olov Vayitzaveihu Kasher Diber Adonai Biyad Moshe.
Here Rashi seems to yes learn the posuk literally, that Moshe Rabbeinu put both hands on Yeshua and he commanded him just as Hashem told Moshe. Rashi Vayismoich es Yodov be'ain yofe, ain yofe with generosity. Yoisav yoisav mimash nitztava, more than Hashem commanded it. Shakadosh Baruch Hu omar lo yabov en posuk yudches v'somachto es yodecho. Yodcho is a single hand. Was a b'shtei yodov with both hands. Vasoy kechli molei v'godush a full kli milo v'chochmosei v'ein yofo. This putting on his hands on Yeshua's head is a sign that he's giving over his wisdom, his chochmah to Yeshua, and he gave it with a generosity. Not one hand, but two hands. Kasher diber Hashem af linyan ahoid nosan mihoide olov. Like we saw in Pasuk Chof, he also gave from his shine, Moshe kepnei chamo, Yeshua kepnei levono. Ad kan, the seventh topic of Parshas Pinchos, the appointment of the next leader, Yeshua bin Nun.